Do you ever feel as if you want to help, but don't know how?
Well, out on a drive with my grandpa, we stopped at a gas station when I saw an elderly man struggling to pump his own gas. There were plenty of people around, but no one would help. I walked over to him and offered some assistance. He gladly said yes, and I proceeded to pump his gas. He thanked me and said, "I don't know what I would have done without your help." I didn't expect anything in return, but when he thanked me, a rush of happiness ran through my body. It made me realize kindness comes from the heart in moments like these, not when you'll gain recognition for it. Coincidentally, a similar experience happened later that week at the grocery store. You know those flimsy plastic bags that are always so hard to open? I saw an old man struggling with a bunch of them behind a mountain of bananas. I walked over and politely asked if I could help. He turned around with a big grin on his face and said yes. While I was opening the bag he was using, he asked if I could open some of the other bags in his cart. It was nothing, so of course I opened those as well. I always felt that kindness had to be a big spectacular act, but when I walked away, I felt so accomplished by offering it in its simplest form. I learned that spreading kindness doesn't have to be a huge gesture. Sometimes the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Happiness is contagious, and one good act of kindness can make someone else want to do the same. We get so caught up on what's happening on our tiny little screens these days, causing a distraction from the real world. We barely notice what's going on around us, or don't even notice when someone is having trouble. I hope that others spread kindness whenever they can. It doesn't take much to put a smile on someone's face. With the perspective, I am Natalie Jimenez.